KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery is away on assignment. I think he's trying to find the depth of a swimming pool. Not too sure about that, but I have Jeremiah Jensen from KSL TV with me. Always happy when JJ joins us and we get the pleasure of his company for 2 hours tonight. So thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here, and I wish I was Alex right now, but I'll settle for being me.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Vacations
I don't know that
nice.
I'd want to see Alex in a swimming pool, but that's
no.
A whole different story.
No.
Crazy, lot of fun things going on. Of course, March Madness is back in full swing. Got some great games in progress right now. We'll give you updates on that and a whole lot of other stuff. We got a great show tonight. But at 7:05, Donovan Mitchell, is he the best second-year player in the NBA? We'll find out.
The Cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 7:05.
Here's what made the Mitchell cut. Into a reason.
Oh! He came in hot, going up high.
You know what's so great about Donovan Mitchell?
How long do we have?
Well, let's just start with this.
Okay.
He's not really tall.
No, he's not.
And that's what's great about him, because he can jump through the gym.
Yes, he can.
So when he dunks a basketball, it just has that extra emphasis. You know the Taco Fall guy from UCF?
Uh-huh.
Like, he didn't get off the floor.
Didn't need to.
Right. But it's just so much more dramatic. So there was an article that came out on ESPN, I believe. And there was it was kind of a blind opinion poll with NBA coaches and front office executives about which second year player would you build a franchise around. And there were four players that made it. Ben Simmons, who by NBA rules is somehow a second year player. I don't know how it works.
Apparently we have red shirts.
I wish I'd like, you know, yeah, I'd like to get that for my eligibility.
Seriously.
At some point in my life. So Ben Simmons was the top choice. Donovan Mitchell was second. Jason Tatum was third. And De'Aaron Fox was fourth. So what's your take on, you know, I mean, he was second.
Mm-hmm.
Is Donovan Mitchell a player that you can build a franchise, or is Ben Simmons a better option?
No, I think you look, well, I guess you could, well, you know what? I think the Sixers have, you know, with Embiid and Jimmy Butler, I think that Ben Simmons is surrounded by some pretty high-level talent. You could argue, although the Jazz do have a very nice roster, that Ben Simmons is surrounded by more elite talent. I would consider Rudy Gobert an elite talent. I think he's an All-NBA player. But he certainly doesn't have two All-NBA players surrounding him like Ben Simmons does in Philadelphia. So I think that Donovan is doing more with less talent around him than Ben Simmons is right now. I'm a little bit biased because I watched Donovan Mitchell play 82 games a year plus the playoffs. I watched him all year last year. I watched him lead the Jazz to a playoff series win. And I think he's a better all-around basketball player than Ben Simmons. Now, Ben Simmons is very, very, very good at his position. He's a very, 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 very good passer. He is a guy that can attack the rim. He makes guys around him better. He gets a lot of triple doubles too. He finds a way to get.
But he can't shoot.
That's where I stop and I say, who would I rather build around? Who's going to give me more? And it's not. And I don't just take what they do on the court into account. I'm going to take off the court as well.
Oh, okay.
If I'm a general manager and I want somebody to be the face of my franchise and I want somebody to be a leader on my team, I want Donovan Mitchell, not somebody that's dating a Kardashian.
Well, that seals the deal right there.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, anyone.
If it's close enough on the court and it comes down to that.
Why do the Kardashians always end up with the basketball players? I don't know.
Because they've got money. That's why.
That's true. I guess they're into something tall. I don't know.
If you're an 18, if you're between the ages of 18 and 30, you're a woman and you're looking for somebody similar to your age with a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a good
place.
The
NBA is a
good place
to start.
Yeah. Here it is for me. One, like, there's a lot of good things that Ben Simmons does. I agree. But with he's kind of to me like a Draymond Green or a Dennis Rodman or even a Rudy Gobert, where they're an essential part of a championship team, right? And you mentioned the other players at Philadelphia. And I that's how I see Ben Simmons. I don't see him as this, like, this is the complete package that I'm going to build my entire. He's a component to it. I'm looking at ground floor, you know, from the foundation up. Can you build around a player like Donovan Mitchell or Ben Simmons? And I say more so around Donovan Mitchell because of his ability. I guess what really gets me about it, because I've from time to time I've kind of had my doubts and been like, wow, this guy sometimes is just off the charts amazing. His rookie season, that final season push and into the playoffs, it was like, this guy, this rookie is literally carrying this franchise. Mm-hmm. It was so impressive. But you continue to see growth. You continue to see a guy that, like, he's almost willing wins and change, and he can take a game over, or he's starting to get the game and the width to his game. You know, his game's expanding, where he had to be the point guard at a certain point in the season. And so you see this, you just continue to see this uptick. Now, can you predict that when you draft a guy? Did the Jazz predict that he'd be anywhere close to where he is right now? Maybe they sit there and say, yeah, you know, we're the smartest people.
Oh, they're honest about it in this thing. Yeah. We loved him. Yeah. We wanted him. We traded up to get him, but we didn't see superstar.
Yeah.
They had no idea they were getting a superstar player, and that's exactly what they got.
And so Ben Simmons, as good as he is, and he does a lot of great things, I get it. But I put him more in that category of a player like. I mean, he's not a Dennis Rodman, but he's like Dennis Rodman is, as bizarre as he was, he had a certain skill set to him that was invaluable. And the same thing with Draymond Green, you know, and he's kind of, the personality part of it is different. Ben Simmons isn't, because these guys are quirky and weird. It's not the linchpin. It's not the centerpiece of the whole building of franchise. And I agree that some of the other players in Philadelphia might be more of the building a franchise player than. Honestly, JJ, I don't know what all of the fuss about Ben Simmons is. I really don't. And I know they pub the heck out of this guy, and I still don't get it.
The national media loves him, and obviously there's GMs in the league that love him. I think he's an excellent player. I think he's a 6'10 Jason Kidd. I think he's Jason Kidd that can attack the rim. But like Jason Kidd, I mean, he's not in today's NBA game. Can you rely on him to hit a big shot at the end of the game? Can you rely on him to take a three and make it at the end of a game when you need it? I'm perfectly fine in the few. I know Donovan hasn't had many of those moments yet, but I think he will. I think he's going to get there where you have trust that if you got 5 seconds left and you need a big shot, that Donovan's can go out there and hit it from anywhere.
So what's the NBA build on right now offensively? What do teams do?
They try to the goal offensively is to attack the rim first and then knock down threes if it's open. You want to spread out the floor, you want to create space and get the most high percentage shots. So, yes, around the rim and the 3-point line, not in the middle.
So, Ben Simmons, how many 3-pointers has he made?
I believe the number is 0.
It's 0.
Yeah.
I found that I was shocked by that.
If you see him shoot, then maybe it's not that shocking.
I think he's afraid that it's like, look, I won't even hit the rim from out here. It's like, it's really bad.
There's a lot of pride involved, I'm sure.
Hey, we're going to take a break for a minute. When we come back, though, we have spring football with the Cougars and the Utes. Just finished with the Cougars, but it's heating up for the old Utes there. And guess what happens? Now we get to talk about what's going to happen during the season, which is a fun conversation
to
start.
I like that.
We'll find out which players are going to have the most impact on their teams this fall.